Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Toby. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in two RNIB focus groups, Help the Metropolitan Police Better Support Visually Impaired People, and some exciting research around Christmas for young visually impaired people too. Alice, we're going to start with those two RNIB focus groups.
Sounds great, Toby. So it looks like our media, culture and immersive technologies team at RNIB have no plans of slowing down as we near the end of the year. In fact, and like you've said, they have two focus groups coming up in December and they are looking for people to take part in them. Our first of the two upcoming focus groups is all about racing games. If you're a fan of racing games and have tried the new Forza Motorsport game, this is the focus group for you. The team would like to know more about your experience of playing racing games, from the accessibility features in Forza Motorsport to what can make this genre more accessible. It will explore your thoughts on how a mainstream game has implemented accessibility features through its driving assist, as well as considering the user experience when navigating the menus. The feedback will help to provide useful information to developers on how they can make racing games more accessible. The focus group will be on Monday, the 11th of December, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. and will take place online. To register your interest and for any questions, please email jonathan.marshall@rnib.org.uk. So that email address, once again, is jonathan.marshall@rnib.org.uk. So that's our first focus group. Our second upcoming focus group from the Media, Culture and Immersive Technologies team is all about helping RNIB understand how you access Christmas TV and films. During the focus group, the team would like to know more about your experience of media at Christmas time, from using electronic program guides to the different platforms used to access TV or films. This research will help provide useful information about changes to electronic program guides, as well as learning about any barriers blind or partially sighted people face when trying to find programs at Christmas time. The feedback will be shared with several of our stakeholders to help improve the user experience throughout the year. The focus group will be on Thursday, the 14th of December, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. and will also take place online. To register your interest and for any questions, please email broadcasting@rnib.org.uk. So that email address, once again, is broadcasting@rnib.org.uk.
A couple of really great focus groups there, and now an opportunity to help the Metropolitan Police, not with their inquiries, but help them support blind and partially sighted people.
Yes, so the Metropolitan Police are keen to hear from people with sight loss who live in, work or visit London. One recent change the Met Police have made is putting in place a process where a person with sight loss can request and receive a password. This will help them to identify that the person who has come to see them is a police officer. They are also in the process of mandating visual awareness learning for all their employees. The Met Police are running a workshop at the Grimaldi Building, RNIB's head office, where you can have your say on what you think they should be doing to better serve the visually impaired community. They are particularly keen for people living with sight loss, their families, friends, carers and professionals to join them. The date and time of the workshop is Monday the 11th of December from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it will be taking place at the Grimaldi Building, the address for which is 145A Pentonville Road, London, N1 9PE. Please confirm your attendance by emailing the Met Police at WA Project Perspective Mailbox -public inquiries@met.police.uk with 11-12-2023 workshop in the subject line. So once again, you can confirm your attendance by emailing the Met Police at WA Project Perspective Mailbox -public inquiries@met.police.uk with 11-12-2023 workshop in the subject line.
Finally, Alice, a request to help the RNIB with research around Christmas for young, blind and partially sighted people.
Yes, so RNIB would like to invite parents, carers and guardians of children living with a vision impairment to take part in our Christmas research. We would like to understand the experiences of Christmas for children with vision impairments, including the barriers and challenges faced and support needing during the festive period. We are also interested in the positives, such as favourite memories, or traditions you engage with. Our research contains several stages, including a pre-Christmas survey, weekly diaries, focus groups, and a post-Christmas survey. You can contribute to all stages or pick which ones suit you best. We want to hear your child's voice through parents and carers and ensure their opinions shape a better Christmas experience for VI children and their families. If you'd like to take part in the research and help make this holiday season truly special for children with vision impairments, please send an email to involvement@rnib.org.uk and we will send you the link to the sign-up form. So once again, that email address is involvement@rnib.org.uk.
Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
Well, you can join our Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, as always, Toby.